Actually, I read Gopal Champu, and
Thanks for the SMS. That was pretty
and there is I read this the same story about Holi and
Who's Gopal Champu? Bono.
Yes, and I read the story about the about this Holika, but in Gopal Champu, the translation said this it was like Horika, and I think. Is there is
Her
any
name was Horika.
yeah is there is any kind of connection with this Horika which you spoke last time?
Excuse me?
You last time you spoke
No,
about
that's no. That's
because in Hindi, which I don't know much, practically nothing, but there's something in English when they write diacritics, long and then slash S means S-H, Shah or Krishna, like dot under it. So there's something called the letter D as in Damodar, and underneath it there's a dot. That's called a what do you call it? It's called a rolled R. So D is like dr, like some dr. I'm not so good, but it's not D, it's dr. So this Horika. The word I've seen also that holika is called horika, but all these words over time they become slightly altered and changed. So now they say holika, Hollika, but originally it was horika, because I've seen that in Puranas also written her name is horika, holika, but everyone agrees it's the sister of Hiranyakashipu. Now the question was asked by the devotee, is there a relationship to the Devi that's worshipped on Bahulastami and Kartik Shukla Ast I mean Krishna Astami when people bathe in Radhakund at midnight. No, that's you're getting confused. It's similar. Her name is Ahori. It's A it's not Horika, it's Ahori. A-H-A-U-R-I or O-U-R-I, Ahori. Ahori Devi. So there's no relationship. It's a different name and a different personality, different function. In Bhagavatam and Sanatana Goswami's commentaries, he explains, it's very interesting. I thought to write an article. I may write an article about it next month on Facebook. Very interesting. So he says that the Radhakund, that Aristasura was killed in Chaitra Purnima, and then that night the Radhakund was formed. So I have to do some research to find out what is happening on the Bahulastami. Because Sanatana Goswami is our Mahajan and our authority, so his Tika, Vaishnav Toshani, and then Jiva Goswami wrote little Vaishnav Toshani. Jiva Goswami wrote Lagu. Just like Sanatana Goswami wrote a book, Brihad Bhagavatamritam. And then his brother, Rupa, wrote a book, Lagu, Lagu Bhagavatamritam. Lagu means light, and Brihad means heavy, big. So, out of respect to the senior, they named their books accordingly. So, there. Sanatana Goswamiji is telling that Aristasura was killed because it's in the Tika on the chapter Aristasura, then he tells he was killed on this day in Chaitramas. And the Vishnu Puran, which describes Aristamardana, killing of Arista, the bull demon, that's also quoted in the BBT 10th canto. And it doesn't tell. It just says he was. It talks about the formation of Radhakund after Arista was killed. Krishna, with his left foot, found a hoof print. He found a hoof print from the dead Arista, so big hoof print of his foot. And Krishna, with his left foot, he put in there and made an impression and created this huge Shamakund by his will. But it doesn't say what titi. So then the Tika of Sanatan. When I asked one sadhu about why why do Gaudiyas bathe in Kartik month, thinking that that's at midnight, that's the appearance. He said, it's common, it's just folklore. And I said, what is it? He said, maybe it's the day. We're celebrating the day Lord Chaitanya discovered Radhakund. But then I wasn't thinking when he said this. Then later I thought, well, wait a minute, Lord Chaitanya didn't arrive. This is the point I have to find. Because he said, this is the day that Lord Chaitanya... He said, this is the day that Lord Chaitanya... I have to follow up on this. It's not conclusive. It's not final. He said, the reason we're bathing in Kartik is to celebrate the day that Lord Chaitanya discovered Radhakund. And then I said, but it's told, and they even celebrated last year or so. I think it was last year. Last year was the 500th anniversary. 2 years ago?
Last year was
2 years ago, maybe. 2015 or so. In Vrindavan and all around Brajmandal, many places, they celebrated the 500th anniversary of Lord Chaitanya's coming to Vrindavan. So when I said to this devotee, this senior devotee, I said, well, Lord Chaitanya didn't come to Vrindavan until Purnima, Kartik Purnima, which is the last, you know, that's it. Kartik's over. And that's way after, long after Bahulastami. And he said, yeah, that's Vrindavan. That means like, you know, Radha Govindaji, Nidivan, Sevaganj. But he came to Keshigat, you know, because that's told in Chaitanya Charitamrita and Adi Lila. I think it's Adi Lila chapter 17 or Madhya Lila 17, one or the other. Maybe Madhya Lila 17 is told about, it describes this discovery of Radhakund, but there's no tikkas that describe, that I have. In the tikkas, it doesn't say the day. But it does say that first he went to Keshavji and Mathura. First he went to Vishram, because this is a system which is told in Bhakti Ratnakar. When anyone comes from outside to visit Brajmandal, there's some laws. First thing, they should go to Mathura, and they should take a bath at Vishramghat. They should shave their head if they're a man, take a bath at Vishramghat, do tarpan, and offer water and puja to the ancestors, and give some Brahman dan, and take darshan of Yama and Yami. Yama and Yami are Yamaraj and his sister Yamuna. The Murtis are there, right near this Vishramghat, the small temple there, part of, on the side, near the road. Take darshan there, and then take darshan of Keshavji. Keshavji is Krishna and Mathura. So that's all described. The Lord Chaitanya came to Vishramghat, he took his dan, he did puja, then he went to Keshavji, then he met some Brahmin in Mathura, then the Sanodia Brahmin. Then the Brahmin says, you come, you eat your meals with me, because I'm a Brahmin, and I'll show you around, and I'll take you around. So then the system is that after visiting Keshavji and Janmasthan, then you tour the 12 forests. So Lord Chaitanya did that. So during his tour of the 12 forests, he arrived in this forest of Bahulavans down by Ral. From Bahulavan, he came to Aring. He came up the road. Aring is on the Govardhan Mathura road. He came from that side, you know, from Mathura side. He came over, says, through Aring, and then he was coming here to Aritgram. It's called Aritgram. He says, anyone know? And he said, oh, we don't know. So then when he finally came here and discovered these fields, it was Bahulastami. That's what was told to me. Then from here, and this makes sense in terms of Brajmandal Parikrama, from here he went, because it describes, he went to Nandagram and this and that, then he went to Vrindavan. So the day that he arrived in Vrindavan was possibly Kartik Purnima. So I had to somehow confirm this. Now I'm going to write an article and invite everyone to come for the appearance day. I'm going to invite everyone, please come for the appearance day of Radhakund on Chaitra Purnima. It's nice and warm, and there won't be too many people there, won't be too much crowd. I'm gonna try to organize a little festival, you know, to celebrate the appearance of Radharani. I'm gonna do some research, you know, it's like, you know, excavating some new facts. So, Radharani Ki Jai.